It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
John Lynch, he's been trying to get Garoppolo since the offseason. He calls Bill Belichick and he says, hey, we'd like to trade for Garoppolo. And at the time, Belichick said, absolutely not. He's completely off limits. So Lynch calls back and actually asks Bill Belichick, all right, so if Garoppolo's off limits, would you trade us Tom Brady? And Belichick said, what did you just ask me? He said, I'm asking, would you trade us Tom Brady? He said, Garoppolo's off limits. He goes, did you just ask me if I trade Tom Brady? He said, yeah. He said, did you just ask if I trade the greatest quarterback of all time? And John said, so is that a no?
That's Jay Glazer back in 2017 after the Garoppolo trade. Bill has a great relationship with the Shanahans, a good relationship with John Lynch, who played for him briefly when Lynch was here. Remember that cup of coffee he had?
Sure.
So there's a good lines of communication there. They've talked about Garoppolo. They've talked about Brady before. So they're just revisiting this entire conversation. As we begin hour number two, Felger and Mads presented by DraftKings. I meant to do this at 4 o'clock, but I teased it now, so we'll do it now. Who needs this the most? And can I just, without ordering it, can I just tell you who I think really needs it? And the whole thing, Brady to San Fran, Garoppolo here and whatnot?
So you're talking about the whole thing now.
The whole piece.
Not one player, both players involved.
I think Garoppolo needs it desperately.
I would say Belichick, but go ahead.
Okay, so Garoppolo, here's my reasoning on Garoppolo. As much as I like him, I think he can play. I like him as a quarterback. I think he's kind of cashed after the way that that ended. Like, he reeks of that guy that makes a Super Bowl, falls on his face in the big moment, and never gets back because it's just that's a history of that position. That's a history of that game. Teams that lose a Super Bowl don't get back. Quarterbacks who get there and lose a Super Bowl generally don't get back after they lose their first time. You can lose your second or third time, but and I know that the John Elway and Jim Kelly, you did it a bunch, but you know, there's a lot of one and dones, right? A lot of one hit wonders. And I feel like Garoppolo, he just reeks of a one-hit wonder to me in terms of the Super Bowl. And if he stays with Shanahan, forget it. And even if he goes somewhere else, like, I think Garoppolo needs Bill. I think Garoppolo needs Bill to get back to that game and then to be coached in a fashion that you win that game. And I think Garoppolo needs it because without Bill is never getting back there.
So I pick Bill, and I pick Bill for this reason. Not that he cares about the PR part of it, because, I mean, he probably does on some level, but I think he's going to get skewered if he loses Brady and ends up with some sack of potatoes at quarterback next year. To me, that's what that phone call yesterday illustrated. Brady's going to pin it on Bill. He's already doing it. The phone call didn't go well. Bill treated him like he still owned his rights. Like, that's got to be coming from the Brady. So they're dumping it squarely on Bill. They're not dumping it on Kraft. They're dumping it on Bill. And if Kraft is at all pissed or has reservations about Brady leaving, boy, a good way to appease him if you're Belichick is with Jimmy G. Robert, I got Jimmy back. We righted the wrong. We fixed it. We got back on the beam here. And we are back on track in terms of what our master plan was from the very beginning. So I think there's a need there for Bill to pull it off as well.
I do agree with what you were saying about Garoppolo, Mike. Obviously, I've said my piece about him, and I think he's Italian Jared Goff. But if he's ever to get back to that game, it's only going to be with Belichick, because the frustration is going to continue to build with Kyle Shanahan. Then he'll be done there. He'll go to some other team with a bum coach, and he'll be a backup within the next handful of years. He will. That's the way that thing's going to trend. I heard the Midday Show talking about all these other one-and-done guys in the 90s and 2000s that never made it back, and they kept talking about Jake Delhomme. Like, he stays there, that's what he'll end up being, is Jake Delhomme.
I just feel like, you know, he's a good player. I like him. I think he can play. But
he'll be in his own head. It'll start going sideways in the next couple of years.
But, yeah, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's one of these guys, you know? That loss is going to leave a mark on him, his coach, how the coach looks at him going forward. I mean, like, look at Matt Ryan. Like, you're never going to hear from him again. And Dan Quinn, you're never going to hear from those guys again. And I think that Garoppolo sort of falls into that category, or is, you know, has a risk of falling into that category.
Definitely.
And so I think Bill, though, with Bill back here,
he could beat the bad habits out of him.
He could. That's another element. I mean, Bill will. He'll absolutely beat those interceptions and fumbles right out of him. Jimmy, get rid of the effing ball.
Okay, so just updating again, Jimmy Stewart, our exec producer, had a bunch of stuff that he had this morning, and there was further reporting on it by Tom Curran on NBC Sports Boston and Karen Garesian. Primarily, the big news item is that Brady and Belichick finally talked yesterday, and it did not go well. It did not go well. Tom talked to Bill, according to Jimmy's source. And Bill still talked like he owned Tom's rights. And that was repeated in some other stories as well. So without revealing to anyone's sources, it feels like Brady's camp was not happy with the way that conversation went, which is sort of odd because it was a big piece of, you know, a lot of these guys have said that when Bill finally does sit down and talk to Tom, he's got to talk to him like a human being, like he wants him, show him the love, show him the respect, show him that it's going to be a partnership and, you know, what you mean to us and all of that. And their first conversation, apparently Brady got none of it. So that's that news item. Furthermore, that there seems to be further traction on San Francisco, that whether Kern was spitballing yesterday or not, it has been followed up where people are saying, no, this is actually serious. And I'm starting to take it seriously because I feel like Brady's now building a real market of teams he would actually go to. As opposed to the Tampas, Chargers, Raiders, Dolphins, those teams, he's not going to go to those teams. They may want him, but if he's not going to go there and the Patriots know it and he knows it, what does that mean? Is that a market or not? Now, the market's Tennessee, the market's San Francisco, teams he would actually go to. Those are the teams you have to take seriously, and that's why this thing's getting serious. So your reset.
It's really starting to heat up now.
Okay, so to your thoughts, as promised, Dwayne in Sturbridge. Hi, Dwayne. Yeah, your phone blows. It says Niners 2020 schedule. They have an easy schedule or a hard schedule?
I got to check it, but obviously they're playing the AFC East, so I'm leaning
easy schedule.
I'm leaning towards easy.
Easy schedule. I mean, they had a real hard one last year, right?
They did, yes, particularly down the stretch. It was easy early. They had some lambs on there, but then it got hard, and they held up.
So I wonder if this is part of Brady's thinking. The Patriots actually have a really hard schedule next year.
They have the NFC East and AFC East.
Easy.
Oh, yeah, landslide.
Easy schedule.
They'll go 14-2.
Well, if Brady's there.
Oh, yeah.
If Brady's there. If Garoppolo stays in San Francisco, and again, I think Shanahan's good. I think Garoppolo's good. I think they have a good team. It's just the impact of that loss. It takes a lot out of so many teams, and I think they're just sort of ripe to be that team.
Well, they get the Saints and Packers again, too. Sorry about that.
No. And San Francisco, those are the first-place teams, right? So they'll get those. But there is a little bit of a time element for the Niners. For everyone that says, well, why would you give up on a 30-year-old quarterback for a 43-year-old quarterback? In the modern NFL, how long can you keep that together? How much money are they going to give Kittle and Bosa? And I don't even know when Sherman's up.
But right, just hold that window.
Right. Like, you know, if the window's only going to be a couple of more years, well, then you're better off getting Brady. And I said this because I'm an idiot. As you know, I have the attention of a fruit fly, attention span of a fruit fly. But I forgot that they were on the periphery of the whole Peyton Manning thing. Like, I completely, that just went right through one ear and out the other. He ended up with Denver, and I forgot that Jed York, the president and owner, went out to work out Manning with Jim Harbaugh. So the owner, I think, would be willing to do it.
So we'll get to this coming up. should the San Francisco 49ers want Brady over Garoppolo? You'd be surprised how many people think that they shouldn't. You'd be surprised. Ray in the car on Garoppolo back here. What do you think, Ray?
Yeah, I had a thought on a trade. What if Bill offers up a third-round pick and the rights to Gronk?
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. The Niners have a tight end. I don't know how much that would appeal to them. But this all goes back to me with not giving up a first-round pick to bring Garoppolo back. I think they can do it without it. I think they should do it without it. Would you rather give up a first-round pick or Julian Edelman straight up?
Edelman. Yeah, I think you know how I feel about Edelman. I think Edelman's on the verge of being cashed himself. And I respect him like hell. How could you not? But he's taken a lot of hits and more drops with every passing season. So I love him. But if it's a way to make the whole thing work, and Brady would be better off with Edelman in the short term, and absolutely I would move Edelman before first.
I mean, that's giving the Niners a lot. Here's a ready-made offense for you. But to me, you should be able to get Garoppolo without giving up the 23rd pick. I'm not doing that. Joe in West Roxbury on the Bees. Go, Joe.
Marchand is creating this wake behind him, and he's taking the whole team with him. This is Marchand's team to lose. The seniors, the Bergerons, the Charas, they've given him middle management. And even if you can't see it on in the back or on the ice, or whatever, it's his team. That's why they're tough. That's why guys like Krejci are fighting.
Does he deserve that after Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last year?
So Marchand was so putrid in the final last year, and he was so putrid the last time he made the final against the Blackhawks. I'm reluctant to give him that status.
I'd hate to think that it's quote-unquote his team. I like him a lot, but he ain't earned it.
He easily could have sat out last night. No, he's one of the heart and soul guys of the team. I acknowledge it. I think he's just come up short in some big spots. But who knows? You know, he came up big in his first time. He came up huge. He was huge against the Canucks. So he was great in that, you know, run. He was bad against in that Blackhawks run. He wasn't good in the playoffs and down the stretch last year. But he is a glue guy. He is one of their heart and soul guys, and he can easily sit that game out last night with whatever illness he has.
It was food poisoning, I think is what it was.
He took shifts off in the third period. He had, you know, he's puking or something, and he plays in that game and scores the first goal. No, he's part of what makes you what you are.
I mean, I respect him as a competitor. I think he generally fights.
Definitely.
Sometimes probably to a fault. He stays on the ice longer than he should. If you're tired, get off the ice, preferably not when the other team's about to score.
It shouldn't be right, exactly. So maybe, you know, maybe that's a driver. That's what I'm talking about. And Marchand, chief among them, for some of those, right, that line change in Game 7. My Lord, thank you for reminding me. But the whole unit, your home Game 7 against a team you can beat, and you blew it. I hope every guy feels that. And I think they do. I think that's what you're seeing this year. Like, every guy feels it. Like, that's the driver. It's not win one for Chara or the window or anything like that. It's we left one on the table last year and we're not doing it again.
And I will say that he's done a better job even again this year keeping all the crappy stuff out of his game. It's been a while, right?
Agreed.
That almost never happens anymore with him.
We continue with your thoughts right after these words.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy. enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Quarter of the league talking about this players now. This player now, none of them are allowed to be having official conversations with him. That doesn't mean that intermediaries
official,
aren't having some discussions. But it does make it interesting that the one team that could legally be talking to him all they want doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, we should point out that, as far as I understand, there is communication between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Okay. It's not to say that there is no communication. I think we mentioned that last week on the show. Right. But to that point, negotiations for a new contract have not commenced. That certainly is significant, something that we'll obviously keep an eye on moving forward. But I still will continue to tell you that, I mean, look, we should be talking about those other teams that potentially Tom Brady will land with.
That's Jeff Darlington. There is communication with Brady and Bill. This was before the reporting today that Brady and Bill actually spoke yesterday. And according to sources, and I'm just going to read this my own guess, according to the Brady camp, because I don't think Bill Belichick is telling people the nature of his conversations. I would say the Brady camp feels it was unproductive. Tom Curran and Karen Jerezian said, according to sources, it didn't go well, quote unquote. It wasn't productive, quote unquote. Curran said the impression drawn was that Belichick spoke as if Brady was, quote, still under contract. So that lovey-feely little thing that Brady was looking for was not there. Let me give you one more little bit of reporting that Jimmy showed me from Greg Bedard's Boston Sports Journal site that he screen grabbed, and I haven't seen. I just went through the site and I didn't see it. But in the course of taking a shot at me, the big boy takes a shot at me. He reveals some news. So Bedard goes back to this thing about how I said the other day that the Patriots' pitch to Brady seems to be to brag on every other team. Like, that feels to be part of their pitch. Like, they suck. You're not going there.
Please, you know it. You're not going to Tampa, Vegas, wherever.
Exactly. As opposed to telling Tom what they can do for him, what contract they can give him, what players they can surround him with, they're saying, you're not going to go play for that bozo, are you? You're not going to play on that team, are you? And that doesn't feel like to me to be much of a pitch. So first of all, Bedard weighs in on that. He says, the Patriots know this. They've been out there gauging Brady's market since the season ended. Nobody gauges the market like they do. That's not the Patriots' pitch, Felger. That's called due diligence and doing your job. The Patriots have plenty to offer Brady with a few changes. In fact, writes Bedard, they are expected to make a trade on offense before free agency that could change the equation dramatically for Brady. Okay, so that's the key piece right there. They are expected to make a trade on offense before free agency that could change the equation dramatically for Brady. To me, there's only one name that would change the thing dramatically for Brady. And there, I'm sure there's more, but isn't it Odell Beckham?
Yeah.
Would feel that way, yeah.
I mean, like, isn't that the... I mean, give me another name that would change the dynamic dramatically. Austin Hooper's a free agent,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
So they don't need to trade for him. Give me another trade that would change the dynamic dramatically for Tom Brady.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, that's another one. Sure,
that's a good one.
Excellent. Very good, Murray.
That's a good one.
100%. And there's a feeling like that. Like, Diggs is on the way out there. That's a good one. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's something weird going on. He removes everything from the Vikings, from his Instagram.
And, good.
Bit of a head case.
Diggs, Beckham. I'd rather have Diggs than Beckham 100 times out of 100. Diggs isn't nearly the a-hole. Diggs to me feels pretty... Yeah, for the receiver position, certainly he's got his...
He's diva-ish quality.
Yeah,
he's not as much of a kook as Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah.
Right, he's not one of these turbo, Terrell Owens, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown sort of a-hole. He's just sort of a mid-level wide receiver a-hole. Would that be enough for Brady?
Oh, I think that would appease him, sure.
I mean, that'd be a big piece. Yeah, it'd be a big piece.
He's got to break in a new receiver, new offense. We all know how that goes. Is he going to show up in the offseason and work with him?
Tom needs a toy.
Okay, so he definitely needs a toy. So that's Bedard. Bedard's saying there's going to be a shoe to drop like that before free agency, which you're not, you know, you're only allowed to agree to in principle because you can't put the paperwork through until the league year starts, which is when free agency starts, but you can, you know.
But trades are happening. You just had one yesterday between Jacksonville and Denver, so yeah. You know, it's...
Yeah, you know, explain that. So Bouye was, so it's just.
Quarterback, goes to Denver. They get a fourth round pick this year.
But it's not officially put through. It's just pending.
Correct.
Right, just like Flacco last year.
Okay, so let's see. Bedard says now it's T-minus 14 days. Between now and the start of the league year, the Pats are going to pull off a trade on offense that changes the dynamic for Brady.
So, look, I mean, Beckham's the easy one. You're talking about guys that are on the market. Would the Browns ever move Jarvis Landry? Would that do it?
I mean, I love him.
He'd be a great Patriot.
Perfect fit.
He'd be great for Brady. He'd be great for Brady. So, I'm just throwing names out there because I think Cleveland's a mess.
I mean, they need a tight end. For crying out loud.
Yeah, but who's really worth trading for that they could get realistically and bring in here that would appease him? I mean, I don't know. Like, if they traded with is Jimmy Graham a free agent or is he?
Oh, he sucks.
No, I know, but that wouldn't shock me if they did a move like that. And I was Brady to be like, yeah, and?
Right.
But he sucks.
But I think the names you gave first were right, like Diggs and Beckham.
Diggs and Beckham.
Yeah, because if Brady's threatening to bring AB with him, he wants that kind of receiver.
Right, he wants that guy. Brady wants the a-hole. Brady's not afraid to say, bring me the a-hole. He wants that guy. Anyway, back to your phones. Dan in Maine. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, well, if San Francisco's coming hard on the outside, what about Dallas coming up on the inside? You got to think they're trying to really push to sign Amari Cooper. And don't put it past Jerry Jones to give him 3 years and $90 million.
Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
So what I think is important is that Brady has a market of teams that he would actually go to. And Dallas is a team I think he would actually go to. So this is how I let off the show. I think it's important that San Fran's involved, apparently, because that's a real threat. Tampa Bay is not a real threat. Dallas would be a real threat. And I wonder if that's why he put the Giants on his list.
Maybe.
You know, the Rams is something he would want. Not that it would make sense from the Rams standpoint, but, you know, Jimmy's sources keep saying that Brady would entertain the Rams, would like the Rams. That makes more sense to me than the Chargers. You know, he gets L.A., he gets that market, but then he gets a real coach and a real team and the leader in that market, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the Rams, you know, it doesn't make sense for them. They have their contract with Goff there is onerous, but this is what Brady's doing, and this is why I take him more seriously. He's building a market of real teams.
Well, he needs to be able to sit across from whatever team it is and say, yes, I will leave the Patriots to play for you. He has to be able to do that. It's the number one question I would have if I were another team. Say, Tom, with all due respect, everybody thinks you're great. We all love you. None of us think you're leaving the Patriots, though. So convince me.
So I just think but Dallas, I don't know. I mean, it'd be a real team. And he should pursue it. I don't feel it's in the cards.
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
Keep at it, Colin. Guy in Boston, what do you got, Guy?
Mike, yeah, I'm telling you, if Brady has one thing to do to get all these reporters off his ear, is tell Belichick to go F himself. And let me tell you, that might even turn Giselle on. Number two, if there was a swap between San Francisco's loaded. If Garoppolo came here with the offensive line that they have, that glass quarterback would be dead. Thank you.
You're welcome. He'd have the coach, though. He'd have the coach who believes in him and is committed to him and would do everything he can to put him in the best position to succeed.
I mean, it'd be a good way to start up like a quote-unquote full rebuild, right? It was the reporter from Miami,
Omar Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that had the idea that the Patriots were, you know, maybe looking toward a full rebuild. You bring in Jimmy G and you start over just like you said you were going to with the guy you wanted from the beginning.
How old is Garoppolo?
29.
Yeah, 20. So I think he turns 30 next year.
No,
so
it's 29 in November.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, yeah. So he's 28 right now. He turns 29 in November. All right, so it's not like you're bringing in some spring chicken, but...
But he should have 7-8 years in the league.
Should. He should.
And that, you know, that extends your window now for a little while.
Continue with your thoughts on the Brady watch latest. I promise we'd mix in Bruins, Celtics, and Red Sox. So coming up next, a Celtics minute off of that complete embarrassment last night. But first, Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And this one is going to leave a mark. A spectacular effort from the Nets. An epic career performance from Caris LeVert. But in the eyes of Celtics Nation, it is just a brutal home loss. The Nets come from 21 down, and they beat the Celtics in overtime. 129-120 is the final.
Okay, another Brady breather with the Celtics minute. They blow a 21-point lead. Was it 17 in the third quarter?
I think that's right.
Something like 13 or 14 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, at the beginning of the fourth, they were up in the teens. I know that.
Against the freaking Brooklyn Nets, who basically have one player. And you lose that game in overtime. What were your thoughts? Murray, Maz?
Go ahead, Maz.
Complete disaster. Complete disaster. I mean, they fell asleep. It was unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, Brooklyn rallied. They started making shot after shot. So Brooklyn got hot, too. There was an element of that. But they lost their crap at the end. They completely melted down. Marcus Smart in particular. He was bitching to the refs about the foul call for people who didn't see it. What did the Celtics have? Like a 6-point lead with 15 seconds to go?
I think it was 5.
Okay. Ridiculous. And so ultimately what happened is the Nets had to inbound the ball, or the Celtics had to inbound the ball with 6 seconds to go up 3.
Here's what happened. They were down. The Nets are down 5. Jordan dunks. So the Celtics are up 3, inbounding the ball.
And Kemba Walker got tied up for a jump ball. The Nets won the jump ball, called timeout.
1.4 seconds left. And 1.4. So first of all, you have a 3-point lead and inbounding the ball with like 6 or 7 seconds left, and you can't get to the foul line. They tie you up for a jump ball. You lose the jump ball. Now there's 1.4 left, and Brooklyn side out. So all they have time to do is do a catch and shoot behind the 3-point line, which is exactly what Caris LeVert goes to do. And Marcus Smart sticks his hand in there for a reach-in foul. They call a shooting foul, 3 shots. LeVert ties it, then scores 11 points in the overtime. You score 2 in the overtime, and there's your ballgame.
They got their doors blown off in overtime. And the critical play was that 3-pointer. They inbounded it. They had 3 guys standing around them. And Marcus Smart, for some reason, decided to stick his hand in and hit him on the arm as he went up.
What a stupid play.
I mean, it was a foul.
It was a foul. And anyone whining that it wasn't and like a job by the refs, what matters is that Brad Stevens, after the game, said they deserved to lose. And I think he took a direct shot at Marcus Smart in his idiocy by saying what he said. Do you want to play the clip?
I just had Jimmy pull it for this very reason.
We made a lot of plays late that were just not winning plays.
Ooh. There it is.
Not winning plays.
What's the term that's usually
hashtag
used?
Winning plays.
Thank you very much. And for Brad Stevens to sit there after that game and say that, that's a shot at that.
We made
that
a lot of plays late that were just not winning plays.
Marcus.
Ooh, shot. That was a shot.
Oh, and he and deserved good for him. It. He good deserved
for,
it.
Good for Brad Stevens. You typically don't get that kind of thing from him. Sure, it's a bit passive-aggressive from old G. Willikers. Credit to Adam Jones. But I'm glad that he said that because he's right. He's Marcus Smart was an idiot at the end of that game.
I mean, they've got a second and a half to inbound the ball and make a three. And you foul him behind the line. What possible explanation or excuse or justification is there for that?
And then you attack the ref after the game. Garbage move by Marcus Smart. Garbage. That's garbage, dude. That was clearly a foul. Clearly a foul. And, oh, by the way, it was clearly in the act of shooting. It's 1.4 seconds left. All he has time to do is turn and shoot. That's what he's doing. And the ref called it right. And you lost your team the game. And you respond by going after the ref after the game. You got to be restrained. Like, that is a garbage move, dude.
And then
total garbage.
And so they go to overtime. And then to me, that overtime is an indictment on Danny Ainge and how he should have improved that terrible bench.
So right. No question.
Kemba's on the minutes restriction. He's done. Can't play down the stretch. Brown, Hayward get hurt. Smart fouls out. So you have Javonte Green, Grant Williams, and Carson Edwards playing the entirety of overtime. What'd they get? 2 points?
No. You missed Semi Ojeleye. So I turned over to the game late because I was watching the Bruins. I was watching on the DVR, so it was even later. And I flip over, watch the Celtics post game. No, it's middle overtime. Oh, overtime. Well, how'd they get to overtime? And then I look at the group on the floor. Edwards, Green, Ojeleye, Wanamaker, Tice. That's your five. Like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Thank God, Danny, you maintain the chemistry on that team. Thank God that team has its chemistry. Good. Edwards, Green, Ojeleye, Wanamaker, Tice. Because you can't be bothered to make a single move to upgrade your bench. You deserve to lose that.
I mean, it looked like a preseason game there at the end. It did. That was, and they were all over the place. The overtime was a joke. They got absolutely smoked.
So good for Gary Washburn. He calls out Stevens. So, like, I look at that group on the floor, I'm like, well, this is what you get when you do absolutely nothing. You have a few injuries or a foul out or an overtime game. The next thing you know, it's Edwards, Green, Ojeleye, Wanamaker, Tice. You get blown off the 11-2 in overtime, something like that.
Yeah, it was 11-2.
Embarrassing. So that's on Ainge. But Gary Washburn goes after Brad Stevens. Gary Washburn in the Boston Globe says the fact the Celtics lost this game is because of their arrogance. They didn't want to trap or double LeVert because they didn't think he could beat them. And then Marcus Smart allowed his emotions to get involved and started making hero defensive plays, such as that horrible foul on LeVert with 2 tenths left that we just talked about. Washburn says Smart was furious because he thought he fouled LeVert before the release. But when a player already has 23 points in a quarter, officials are going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So LeVert was awarded 3 free throws. He was also awarded 3 free throws because he was shooting. God! Steven said he didn't instruct Smart to foul LeVert. So this is why you have the winning plays dig. Because Steven said that wasn't
made
the play.
A lot of plays late that were just not winning plays.
So, Smart was trying to do that. Foul him, give him the 2 free throws because you're down 3 and that's the ball game. But with a 1.4, he's going to go straight up. That's going to be a shooting foul.
It's a catch and shoot. He grabs it. He's going straight up and Smart stuck his hand in there. You got 3 guys around him. Just put your arms up.
So, Stevens, give me the Severus Stevens quote where he said it was ridiculous, their effort last time. First of all, all these guys are hurt now. Hayward hurt. Jaylen Brown was grabbing his hamstring. Birthday boy there, Jason Tatum's sick. Like, what's up with that? So anyway, they have a game tonight in Cleveland. This was Brad's quote.
I know there are quite a few injuries there, but just to run down for Gordon, Jaylen.
I have no idea who's going to Cleveland. I think most of the coaches are going, a couple players. I just want 8 guys, 9 guys, whoever's going to play hard, let's go. Like, that was ridiculous.
So what, guys are going to play hard. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, he was irritated by that. You could see it.
But
he felt like they just shut it down, and they did.
But Washburn writes, Stevens is right, but he has to take major responsibility for that. If some of his players are relaxing on defense, he needs to pull them for players who are willing to defend. If LeVert keeps scoring, use multiple defenders to stop him. LeVert was the only established NBA player on the floor who could have beaten the Celtics in that stretch, and he did. That's on Stevens. It wasn't like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were out there. They aren't coming back till next season. The Celtics got humiliated because of their arrogance. They, like most of the sold-out crowd at the Garden, didn't think that the Nets had the talent or fortitude to beat the home team. LeVert scored all 11 of Brooklyn's points in overtime, so it was apparent Stevens and his coaching staff never really got the message that something needed to change. and they deserve to lose because of that. It's an interesting point. Doubling them, forcing the ball away. They sort of played it straight up the whole way, right?
He scored 37 points after the third quarter. 37 points in 17 minutes. I'm not even sure he played the whole fourth quarter. So in 17 minutes of game time, he scored 37.
Significant loss. Toronto wins. You're now back a game and a half behind the Raptors. You want that two seed. You want home court in that second round. You don't want to be a road team in the second round and the third round. You want home court against Toronto, especially given the way you play up there usually, which is horrible. So you should be able to catch the Raptors, but not if you do crap like that. Who's coming tonight and not coming?
So it's already been determined that Brown, Hayward, and Walker are all out for this game. And so it'll be Hayward's 18th game he's missed this season.
But Tatum's Hayward's another one.
But Tatum's back.
He's going to end up playing. It's, by all accounts, so it sounds like he is going
to
play.
With just Tatum, Smart, and Tice, you should be able to beat the freaking Cavaliers.
I'm not even sure Hayward's that hurt. Tice's head hit him in the knee, and It wasn't even that bad.
It's not the knee. It's his foot. It's his foot. It's going to always be the foot. Or it's never going to be the same.
Or is it the thing that's right here beneath the chest plate on the left side of the...
Yeah, it might be that. Or it could be something else.
Worst free agent signing in Celtics history, Gordon Hayward.
But I mean, another part of his body that I'll leave you to your imagination.
The chief bozo last night's Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart, you commit that foul in that situation, and then you attack the ref after the game.
Oh, hold me back.
Oh, give me a freaking break. That garbage move.
I generally like him, but that was ridiculous.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
Boston's home for sports. Zilger and Mavs, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Want some real excitement this summer? Then get into Parkway Cycle in Everett and check out the complete line of 2020 Yamaha Wave Runners. From the lightweight and fun EX Series to the championship-winning GP1800 SVHO. Parkway Cycle is the full line of Yamaha watercraft, accessories, and trailers in stock. So get in today for some incredible pre-season pricing now till the end of March. Make this the best summer ever on a Yamaha Wave Runner from Parkway Cycle.
What are we doing out here? My bank wants me to chase down something. Yeah, but all I see are wild geese.
Oh, very wild.
I think your bank sent you on a wild goose chase.
Wait, what? Hold on. Does your bank ever send you on a wild goose chase?
No. Santander Bank sends me email and text alerts, so I always know what's going on.
We're not going to catch one, are we?
I think that's the point.
Get the respect you deserve at SantanderBank.com. Santander Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
With all-you-can-eat wings every Tuesday and all-you-can-eat boneless wings every Thursday, Hooters has you covered. There's no better place to watch Boston hockey and basketball than at Hooters, where the food is always hot, the beer is always cold, and the game is always on. Saugus, Dedham, West Springfield, and Route 9 Shrewsbury. Hooters makes you happy.
Get on down to Hooters!
Don't miss the New England Revolution's 2020 home opener this Saturday at Gillette Stadium. For tickets or more information, call 1-877-GET-REVS or visit revolutionsoccer.net.
This hour, Felger and Maz, brought to you by the New England Revolution. Get your tickets for the Revs' 2020 anniversary home opener against the Chicago Fire this Saturday, March 7th at 1:30 at Gillette Stadium. Go to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets.
something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Chiosa has to get it in. Does safely. LeVert gets fouled. What was he doing? He was jumping in the air. They're going to give him the free throws.
Oh, God.
The ball came into LeVert. He turned. He couldn't see the rim. He was not shooting. He jumped up in the air with nowhere to go with it, and they call it a shooting foul with 0.2 seconds remaining.
With three shots.
Wow. If it's a regular foul, he gets 2 shots, but they call it a shooting foul, and LeVert now 3 to tie the game.
So I think Grandy would like that one back. He wasn't shooting, Sean? What do you think he was doing?
Right.
The guy scored 50 effing points. There's 1 second left. They're down 3. He gets the ball behind the 3-point line and turns around and jumps. What do you think he was going to do with it? Was he in the act of passing? Was he in the act of jumping up and down?
Yeah, I mean, that was a foul. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Turn and shoot. He was turning and shooting. What do you think he was doing? There was 1.4 seconds left. They're down 3. He's behind the 3-point line.
So the only thing I wanted to see.
And that wasn't a shooting foul? Like, give me a break.
The only thing I wanted to see was whether or not Smart actually fouled him. He stuck his arm in there.
He was asking for it.
He stuck his arm in there. He made a stupid play. They're up 5 with 10 seconds to go. 10 seconds to go, up 5, and they lost.
Exactly.
That is a Houston Rockets gag.
That was Hardian.
James
Hardian.
That is what that is. That's a Houston Rockets gag.
And then Marcus Smart. I mean, I'm not calling him a punk. I don't like to say punk, but that's a punk move to go after the refs like that when you clearly fouled the guy. It's one of my things I really despise about the NBA is all these guys that just complain about every foul call. It's like every freaking whistle. Some guy is like, some stupid look on his face and the arms up in the air. And then you go to the replay and you hit him on the hand, dude. What? I mean, I'm okay with you complaining about a bad call. But time after time after time, I see these guys with the stupid look on their you know, and the arms in the air. And then this thing, this Marcus Smart thing was a garbage move by him. When you fouled the guy, then they go to the replay and you hit him on the arm. What's that look on your face for? You hit him on the arm.
Well, and that's not the only stupid play he made down the stretch either. He was lobbying for an offensive foul call on DeAndre Jordan, saying that Jordan stuck his arm out, which he guarded himself, but I wouldn't say it was egregious. Then he got called from an offensive foul in overtime, which got his ass out of the game. So they were losing bodies left and right. Smart melted down last night.
I'm curious, has the league weighed in on that?
Not yet, no. They were awaiting any kind of information there. But I'm sure there's going to be probably some kind of fine, you'd think.
He had to be restrained. I wouldn't be surprised if he was suspended a game. He went after the ref.
Yeah, he didn't touch him, though, did he?
No, he didn't. But he was swearing at him pretty good.
He'll get fined.
Swearing at him pretty good, pointing at him. I don't know. It's borderline. Fine, 1-game suspension, something like that. It's in that range. But you fouled the guy. Like, that's what bothers me. You know, the guy blows the call blatantly and costs you the game and you're upset. Well, then, like, you fouled a 3-point shooter attempting a 28-foot turnaround 3-pointer with 1 second, 0.2 seconds left. You know, put your hand straight up in the air, and if he makes it, tap him on the butt and then get to overtime. You don't foul the dude in the act of shooting there. What are you doing?
They gave up 51 points in the fourth quarter.
And then you attack the refs?
51.
Garbage.
Ow.
Here's Wayne in Yarmouth on last night. Go ahead, Wayne.
I just wish the damn thing would have gone in and he'd gotten a 4-point play and the game's over right there. This is getting to be a constant cycle of really a team that lacks so many elements that are disruptive to good game playing. And I'm wondering, where is Ainge in this in terms of finding – you know, some solution that brings in talent here.
Oh, no. Wayne, they have this great chemistry. You don't want to mess with any of that chemistry.
Oh, no, please tell him not to do that. We don't need chemistry. We need top-notch pressure-playing people.
No, there's no room on the roster, Wayne. No room on the roster. I follow the Celtics coverage. I read the guys at NBC Sports Boston. There's no room on the roster. If you bring someone in, then someone has to go, and you might be giving up size. You might be giving up shooting. You can't, you know, and again, I don't know what size is being referred to. Vincent Poirier, the shooting, I'm not sure. Carson Edwards, I don't know what they're talking about. But no, they have their chemistry. They have their chemistry, and thank God they do. Because when I turn on an overtime game in a key game for playoff seeding, what I want to see is Edwards, Green, Ogilvy, Wanamaker, and Tice. The chemistry in that group, through the roof.
Oh, you could see it, couldn't you?
Through the roof.
Through, that was a well-oiled machine out there.
Text chain among those guys, sausage emojis all around. They love each other. Tremendous chemistry.
So what I don't get is that last year, the Celtics preached the benefits of their depth. Now they don't have any, and they're telling us the depth was overrated. Like, is there ever a happy medium with this team? Like, which one is it?
Jack and Melrose with the Bruins thought. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Go.
I think this Bruins fourth line is playing out of their minds. They
I don't.
Play so physical.
I don't.
They're playing really, really good.
Okay. Good. Jack, their fourth line has been a problem this year. And I like Corrali. I like them individual. They do throw their weight around. But if you watch and look at their production and some of the metrics this year versus last, they're down. And Cassie's been trying to fiddle with it. Why do you think you see Par Lindholm out there and these guys? And now, last time it was because, Wagner moved up a little bit. But either way, it's not quite the unit it was last year. But I still like Corrali. I still like those guys. It's just not. Last year it was a real force. I did like the Nordstrom fight, though. I don't know. He could fight, too.
Yeah, he did all right in that.
Yes. You got some guy between him and Krejci throwing their weight around. Paul in Norwood with another Bees thought. Go.
Hey, Mike, what'd you think about that lousy offsides call against Tampa Bay last night? That must have went right up you sideways, huh?
It sucked. Can you believe they bring back...
Oh, my God, that was awful.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. Can you imagine that they're still at that?
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's like it happened so many times, too, and you're looking at it going, how is it possible to get a credit card in there sideways? How do you get a credit card in there and they called it?
So they're tweaking it, apparently. Now if your skate's above the ice but you're within the plane of the blue line, they'll let it go. Where previously, and the rule forever, was that your skate had to be on the ice. And so there's been a lot called back on that. So they're going to tweak that, where your skate can be off the ice, but if you're behind the blue line just breaking the plane, that's okay. I don't know if that would have counted. I don't know if that would have helped last night.
No, I'm not sure it would have mattered last night either. When it happened, I thought, they're not going to reverse this. Like,
all right, it was too close. I didn't think so either.
And to me, honestly, that is the one that typically I don't want them to mess with. Don't mess with that. We're talking a hairline fracture, for crying out loud.
Replay.
What are we messing with?
Replay. All right, again, we're giving you some Celtics and Bruins breathers. We are mostly Brady watching the developments, of which there are many from today. The latest on Brady and the Patriots and talks between the two and prospective landing spots for Tom Brady. We give you all the latest on that and some of it here in Murray's 90-second update. There's no commercials, and we come back with more updates as well.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.